maybe, depending on what kind of wood you burn?
Well, I guess so. Sometimes it would have a black color. It would lean toward white oftentimes.
And the thing that the smoke went up out of, you just call that
the chimney.
Sure. What if it was something like that, but at a factory, one of these long things, that tall things, that smoke comes out of?
A smokestack?
Smokestack, sure. And talking about a fireplace, the place, that open area right in front of the fireplace.
The hearth?
Mm, sure. What was the purpose of that? Was it just a place to sit, or to prevent sparks from popping out, or?
It prevents the sparks from popping out onto the floor, mm-hmm. I guess.
I see. Was yours made out of brick or
brick,
something like that? How many fireplaces did you have in your house?
One.
This was in a 3-room house?
Yeah.
Could that heat the whole house pretty
effectively? No, that other bedroom was cold. That was
really?
The one that was when we slept in.
Right.
We later put an electric heater in there, don't get me wrong.
I see, sure. Could you tell me about some of the things that you had in your front room that you didn't have in any other part of the house?
Well, there was a living room suit in there, you know. There was usually a bed back in one corner. But
What about things like we're sitting in now?
Yeah, overstuffed chairs.
What about one like that? What would you call that?
An armchair?
Mm-hmm. Okay.
That
piece over there where several people could sit down, what would you call that?
Now, it was the couch, but many people referred to them as a davenport or the sofa.
Ever heard of anything called a davenette?
That was a smaller one, I think.
A small davenport?
I guess so. We didn't have one, and I don't remember calling anybody else as a davenette.
Maybe something like a love seat, do you suppose?
I guess it would be.
Okay. Well, what about some of the things that you would have in your bedroom that you wouldn't have anywhere else in the house?
Well, there was usually a trunk, which we threw away, and I wish I had. I wonder what you're waiting for. It would be a wardrobe.
Mm-hmm. Big old thing where
you
hang clothes.
Mm-hmm.
Was that all hanging space? Or did it have drawers?
There would be a drawer underneath the hanging space.
Mm-hmm.
I'm sure it did. Mm-hmm.
What about something else with drawers where you could put clothes besides a wardrobe?
The dresser. I remember, I didn't call it the bureau, but my grandmother did.
Mm-hmm. The dresser was the bureau?
It was the bureau, mm-hmm. Yeah.
Did that have a mirror on it?
Right.
Was there anything maybe kind of like that, that was just all drawers, maybe no mirror, where you could put clothes?
We didn't have one. Let me see, my aunt had one, and I'll tell you what they called it in a minute. A chiffon robe, wasn't it?
Could be.
We didn't have one.
Was that all drawers or?
Right. Uh-huh. I think it was. It might have had a little mirror, but it was way up high.
Mm-hmm. I see. Would that be the same thing as what some people would call a chest of drawers? The chiffon robe would be the same.
Think so. Except the chest of drawers that we have don't have mirrors on them. So I don't know.
I
think that maybe evolved into a chest of drawers.
Right. All of this that we've been talking about, like chairs and couches and shift robes, that sort of thing, you'd just call them all different types of... Just a general term for all of that. It would just be a lot of different kinds of... Well, say if you wanted to buy a new chair, you'd go down to the...